This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Today, Reformation arrived, so I got lots of Franklin Armory that I need to take out and pull the trigger on. Check it out. Stay tuned. FranklinArmory.com. Well, it's Wednesday, and he's flying solo today. Steven is somewhere else doing something else. Who knows what that is? But joining us from Arbless Quarrel is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be on your show.
Likewise. Glad to have you. So I know that there's been a lot of things that have built up over the last week or so. So just feel free to start slinging.
All right. And I will do that. I've been giving a lot of the topic quite a bit of thought. And I'm aware of that for every passing day, every passing week, every passing month, it becomes demonstrably clear to me that the attack on President Trump is not grounded on something intrinsic to him, nor on we Americans. And I'm sure you voted for Donald Trump. I did. And I know, of course, that my business partners did. But in any event, what the problem is that he represents, and we represent, and what we voted for Trump for is a return of the fundamentals upon which this nation was founded, and that is reflected in the written Constitution, and especially in the Bill of Rights. And we know that under President Barack Obama, on a subconscious level, I think people realize that Obama does not represent the best interest of this nation and its people. He does not represent the Constitution, and he's operating directly and consciously against the interest of the country and against the interests of the people in the Constitution. And that was no different than the Bush administration. Some of your listeners might disagree with me, but I firmly believe that the Bush administration was as much in bed with the globalists in the world as was Obama, and certainly as Hillary Clinton would be. And what is all this reflected in? Well, we see embroilment and indefinite foreign wars and foreign entanglement. We see the destruction of the middle class, the hollowing out of the economy, and the destruction of small business in this country. We see the dismantling of the Bill of Rights. We see a disassembling or misuse of basic concepts such as citizens, nation state, national sovereignty, rule of law. And we see the mainstream media, and including the newspapers and cable news and CNN and MSNBC, playing fast and loose of those concepts. And we see, of course, the failure of many in Congress to secure our borders. And this goes beyond a desire for cheap labor and the absence of the E-Verify program. And it goes beyond the desire of the Democrats simply to create a new voting bloc for themselves. I think it's a conscious attempt to literally destroy this country and its Constitution, to take us off the rail. And the way I want to prove that point is to discuss some of the issues that have come up. Now, one of the ones that, to me, is the most exasperating, apart from the problem at the border, which we all talk about, but something that did get a little media attention, but not that much. And it has to do with a individual, a young lady, I believe she was 18 years old at the time, who consciously made a decision to leave this country and to basically throw in her lot with the Islamic State. And let's see, that person's name.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't, probably doesn't. But the question is, and I'll get to it, but the question, Hoda Muthanna, H-O-D-A-M-U-T-H-A-N-A. All right. And President Trump made it very clear that she is not coming back to this country. And she's making the claim, and the New York Times is doing that on her behalf as well, that President Trump cannot, as a matter of law, make her a stateless person. Well, first of all, we have to ask, is she a citizen of the United States, or is she not a citizen of the United States? President Trump, through the Secretary of State, Pompeo, said that she is not. She is the daughter of a diplomat that precludes her, even if she is born in this country, from being considered a citizen of this country as a matter of birth. Of course, I have an issue with this idea of an individual being a citizen as a matter of birth when that individual's parents are illegal aliens. In fact, I think it's only through a misreading of case law and a misunderstanding of the 14th Amendment that this whole notion of accepting as a matter of like a platitude that an individual is born in this country, therefore they're a citizen, and that's enough. But in any event, there is an exception, and that has to do with the fact that if an individual is born a foreign diplomat, that individual is not a citizen of the United States. Now, apparently this individual's father was born in Yemen, so she can go back to Yemen, or she can go to Guantanamo Bay. But so she's either a citizen or she isn't. Better for her that she would not be considered a citizen. Because if she is a citizen, it's very clear to me, and I started doing some research on this issue of terrorism and treason. This is a classic case of an individual who has basically committed treason. And if she were to come back to the U.S., because we are at war with a foreign enemy, this Islamic State, it's pretty weak now, which is the reason she wanted to come back. She realized that, well, you know, there's no future in the Islamic State for me, so I'd like to get back. And she was carrying a baby, or she has an infant of one of these Islamic radical fighters that died, and she wants to come back. If she were to come back, she should be tried not just under the terrorism statute, as is usually the case, but clearly under the treason statute. And I can get into that, and I'd like to, in the next segment, because I know, are we running up to the...
We got about a minute. Yeah, we got about a minute.
Got about a minute? Okay.
Yep.
So the concept of treason is specified in... two basic places. It's specified in the Constitution itself, Article 3, Section 3. It says treason against the United States shall consist only of levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort, and no person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses in the same overt act or on confession in open court. But it's also specified in the criminal code, the Federal Criminal Code, Section 2381. And it's the only crime that the Constitution and the statute show that if a person is convicted of this crime, that they can suffer death. And if anyone deserves it, it's certainly this individual. And,
let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up. We're coming up on the break. More on this when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel, or you can find their stuff, of course, at arbalestquarrel.com. Also, as featured writers at amoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. They are the home of reformation, and right now I have an example of that here in addition to the PDWC 11. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And right now I am talking to Roger Katz, and we are talking about the shenanigans of the world. Or the United States. I guess it'd be the United States, because have you noticed how the world has already gone the socialist way, and they're in, like in Venezuela, they're winding down. Socialism is in the death throes, and they'll have to go out, you know, after they go back to capitalism, they'll have to go out and buy some new zebras because they ate the ones that were, not that they, you know, they had to chase those guys down the street because they needed, you know, to eat and all that fun stuff. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that, Bill, and I also noticed that the so-called democratic socialists, I guess they like to use a qualifier with the term socialist in the case.
Right, right.
So it's an American brand. We're not like Venezuela, of course. Either they have to admit that there's something really off the rails with socialism, or they have to go in all wholeheartedly with it, and they don't want to do either. I don't know what's more ridiculous, though, this idea that there is something to this notion, or the fact that you would have people that would pretend that there's something in it. And we have to listen to this Ocasio-Cortez. You know, I wonder about that, too, Bill, because here you have an individual. She's wet behind the ears. If you listen to her speak, it's clear she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. But she is obviously enthralled with herself. She loves the fact, probably can't believe it. She's queen for the day that she actually made it all the way to the United States House of Representatives. And she's given a microphone, and everyone is obsequious to her. Clearly, the question is, why is the mainstream media giving her that kind of attention? She certainly doesn't deserve it, but they're grooming her. It's a matter of propaganda image making. And it seems to fall under this idea that, well, as long as you can zero in on one individual and on particular sound bites, somehow that is enough, and that people... it doesn't say much for the American citizen that they should simply take it out faith that whoever is presented by the media as the profound voice of reason and sanctity, that we should listen to them. We were talking about treason before, and the concept of treason is defined very, very carefully and very deliberately in the Constitution and in statute. And the reason for that is that the framers of the Constitution were very concerned that if a tyrant should ever actually become president and attempt to utilize a very broad definition of treason, it would be a way to basically do away with a lot of potential rivals. As of course Stalin did, with great success, after he got into power. So they defined it very, narrowly. But it is, and I mention that too because we hear, it's one thing for a news commentator or a pundit to just throw it out and say, oh, Trump, look what he did, he's a traitor. But it's another thing for someone like John Brennan, who supposedly has the modicum of intelligence, who was director of the CIA, that would throw that out. And I do believe he has used that term. And he used it very blatantly. And to say, well, it's used in a colloquial sense. Well, I would not throw that out colloquially, certainly not when you're referring to the President of the United States, or for that matter, any citizen. But in this case, when we're dealing with this individual, you look at the statement of, there's a lot of law, a lot of case law, and some of the statements regarding treason, according to the Supreme Court, assert that whoever owes allegiance to the United States, if this individual was in fact a citizen, as she claims to be, and is the paper satiate. A levy for war against them or it cares for their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title and not less than $10,000 and shall be incapable of holding office. No crime is greater than treason. Adherence to enemy by one residing in enemy country is treason. Adherence to enemy may be proved by statements made by defendant. Intentional act which strengthens the or tends to strengthen the enemy of the United States or which weakens or tends to weaken power of the United States to resist an attack such enemy constitutes giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Now, what is an enemy? An enemy is used in predecessor statute 18 U.S.C. section 2381 is applied to subjects of foreign power in state of open hostility with the United States. And it does not embrace rebels in the insurrection against the U.S. So it never referred to the Civil War, to the rebels that fought the Yankees. That was a war of ideology within the United States itself. And so no one who took part in that horrible situation is an enemy. But this individual, obviously throwing her lot in with the Islamic State, which is a hostile regime, no doubt about it. No one would deny it. That does constitute an enemy. And while she was in there, apart from going to bed with these people, quite literally as well as figuratively, she was using the social media to tell people in this country, go kill Americans, go buy a truck and run them down. And the only reason she is upset now, again, is because they're on the run. And we owe Trump for that.
Let me get you. Let me get you. Hold right there. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll talk more about this individual. I love that they think that she should be able to come back here. And yes, she should probably go to Guantanamo Bay. But anyway, talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. You can find his stuff at arbalestquarrel.com, ammoland.com, and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen was testifying on Capitol Hill today. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan on what we learned from Cohen.
But there are things today that he said during the several hours of questioning that just don't add up either. Mr. Chairman, I think maybe more importantly is what we should have been doing today. Mr. Meadows and I sent you a letter asking you to have Mr. Rosenstein here. I think it's important to know that last week when you announced and Mr. Cohen was coming this week, just happened to be the very same week that we learned the Deputy Attorney General of the United States was thinking about wearing a wire to record the Commander-in-Chief.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are holding talks in Hanoi, Vietnam. It's the second time the two leaders have met face-to-face. The summit began by Trump and Kim shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries. North Korea's economy was also brought up. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business,
Where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Just got the Reformation came in today. Actually, I think it's been here for a week and I just didn't know it. But I picked it up today and you'll be seeing it soon. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Roger Katz as we go through all the. And I mean, this is pent up stuff for Roger. I mean, there's all kinds. You want to keep on going on this with this, ISIS bride?
A little bit. And the reason why, again, is because the issue of treason is so serious. And the act of this one individual, if you're going to zero in on a person instead of zeroing in on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ridiculous statements, we ought to deal with the fact, because that's just a dodge. We ought to deal with the fact of the real threat to this country that the newspapers and the Democrats especially seem to be completely oblivious about. And the very fact that they would make a deal about this individual coming back to this country, because it's so wrong to keep a person stateless. After all, there's UN conventions about this, which, of course, we never signed. And then it was very interesting, too, because they referred to a case, a legal case. They like to throw these cases out without going into them, but in depth, to indicate, well, even though we signed no treaty regarding this particular situation, oh, there's a U.S. Supreme Court a law. And they referred to the case of Trapp versus Dulles, saying that the Supreme Court have stated unequivocally that you can't deprive a person, an American citizen, of their nationality if that would make them stateless. Okay? Well, I thought, well, that's very interesting. Let's see what the case actually said. And what it said was this. Looking at a native born citizen of the U.S. who did not voluntarily relinquish or abandon his citizenship or become involved in any way with a foreign nation shall not lose his nationality by deserting the military or naval forces of the U.S. in time of war, provided he is convicted thereof by court-martial and as a result of such conviction is dismissed or dishonorably discharged from the service. So that what the Supreme Court said was this: we will be a person does not lose their citizenship, even if they desert, and specifically if they desert and they're in the military as in a time of war, and they are court-martialed and they are dishonorably discharged. This was not the case of all at all like that. What we have here is an individual. If we're going to presume that she was a citizen, did she renounce her citizenship? Well, one of the, looking at statutes, USC 1481 says this: any act of treason or attempting to force to overthrow or bear arms against the U.S., violating or conspiring to violate any of the provisions of the U.S. or willfully performing any act in volition in violation of various acts of espionage, sabotage, conspiracy to overthrow the country, the nation, the government, that person shall have renounced their citizenship. So this individual can either stay in Syria and Iraq, or she can go to Guantanamo, or she can come back here if she wants and be tried for treason, which is probably what she does want, because she figures, well, they're not going to try me for treason. They're probably not even going to try me as a terrorist. They're just going to slap my wrist. They're going to say, well, I made a little honest mistake, and then I'll be on my way. And you know what? She never indicated, she never stated when she was being interviewed that she ever really regretted, if we can even believe it, that she was wrong in what she did. She simply says, well, I must have been mentally ill. Maybe I should go back and just get some treatment.
Sure.
It's just absolutely absurd. Well, let's switch gears to something else that's absurd, if I can.
Sure.
You're familiar going to some legislation that the Democrats spend some time on when they're not busy going after Trump. And by the way, it's remarkable that they would ignore the important work that he's doing in Vietnam, attempting to create a peace treaty with, for the first time, with North Korea. And meanwhile, we've got to deal with what? Hour after hour after hour, listening to Cohen castigate and malign through hearsay the president of the United States. And yet you hear these Democrats who have the gall to say, oh, well, you know, we're not really attacking the president. We're so concerned about the Constitution of the United States that we seek to protect. No, you're not. It's absolutely ludicrous. So you're familiar with this bill that came down I think it was called the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
And the purpose was to what? To require. It's supposed to be some sort of background check, but it's more than that. It's the idea that if anyone wants to transfer their firearm, they must go through an individual as an FFL, a dealer, a licensed dealer. And so in many ways, this would be a federal bill that would actually mirror what you have in the New York State Act, because the New York State Act makes it very clear that you cannot transfer, sell, trade your firearm to anyone, including a member of the family, except
right.
that you have to go through a dealer. And, of course, that raises it costs money, it takes time, it's more paperwork, And obviously, they're just doing it to make it difficult. Well, what was
I mean, there's no way. There's no way to track it either. There's no way for them to track that because there's no gun registry.
No, and they write that into the bill, but who knows? Who knows what they do? But the fact of the matter is, you had a Republican. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Steube, Steube or Stoyb.
Yeah.
At any rate, he did something really, really sly, but very interesting. He said, "All right, you want to have this bill? We're going to have an amendment. We know that there are illegal aliens that attempt to purchase firearms, and if they do so, well." We think it's important that the proper federal officials be notified, and that means the members of ICE. And so what happened? Oh, immediately the entire bill fell through. Those members of the Judiciary Committee, Cicilline and the chairman, Nadler, they voted against the amendment. So
Right. Were
they really, really concerned about violence?
No. Hold on right there. Hold on right there. You can finish this up on the other side.
All right.
You can find the stuff that Roger writes about at Arbutus Quarrel, of course, arbutusquarrel.com, also at amoland.com, and thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. I got all kinds of stuff sitting here from them. We got it. Finally, hopefully it dries out. We can take it to the range here very shortly. You will see. You'll see the binary trigger reformation. You'll see. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel as we're going along now. We're talking about the, I like the way they called it, the bipartisan bill. How many Republicans voted for that?
I don't think any.
None?
Well, yeah, with the amendment, you mean?
Well, I mean, who was, they're calling it the bipartisan bill.
Oh.
But did it have bipartisan support? That's my.
Actually, what was interesting about it, as I recall, I have to get back in there, but there was a slew of Democrats, and one of the first, apart from the sponsor of the bill, was the Swalwell. And, you know, he's the guy that basically says,
Nuke.
Yeah. If people don't want to give up their firearms, then what are they going to do? We'll get the FBI on them. They'll just all go, to a detention camp. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. But that's the real problem with the Democrats and probably a good slew of the centrist Republicans. And I don't think enough members of the public are really aware of the fact that what we're really looking at and what I find so detestable about the Democratic Party platform is the fact that they really have no desire to, not even a pretense anymore, of supporting the Constitution as it was written. All they see in it is the fact that what they refer to as a living Constitution, we have to bring it up to date. We have to change it, mold it, shape it, transform it so that it coheres with, the greater world order. And we hear that expression more and more. New world order, international order, liberal democratic order, a globalist order, and somehow that when the president talks about, well, that's all well and good, but we are a state, a sovereign entity, and my duty is to produce preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States, not the world order. And yes, we would want peace in the world, but I'm not going to in any way compromise the need to protect and to hold first the interest of the United States. That simply doesn't sit well with the Democratic Party. They pretend that, well, look, unless we're considering what's in the best interest of the entire world, we can't, it's wrong-headed to simply talk about what's in the best interest of the United States itself. And that's one thing. And the other thing that we are becoming more and more aware of, and we see it also with the slew of these abortion laws that are coming down the pike, that these Democrats, even though they talk about being concerned about humanity and about human life, they're not really concerned about human life at all. They're certainly not concerned about the lives of American citizens. You don't hear anything on the mainstream media whenever an American citizen is murdered by an illegal alien. You'll simply hear statements that attempt to dodge the issue. Oh, well, you know, most crimes are committed by American citizens. Well, I'm not going to debate that, but the thing is that at least an individual would have been alive but is now dead only because we have illegal aliens, and apparently we're supposed to have more of them. And obviously, the fact that they're concerned about putting up walls, because after all, that might actually deter some people from coming in, including drug gangs and drug lords and the worst sorts of individuals. But they talk about individuals in terms of groups. Bill, they don't talk about the life, the sanctity, the inviolability of the individual. And that's really the distinction, a major distinction between the kind of world order that they would like to see, where everyone is in this amorphous glob, somehow looking at what's in the best interest of the glob as a whole, will be more important. Worried about individuals. Well, that's like looking at people as if we live in a beehive, or if we live in an ant colony, which we don't. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, they just want to. You know, as far as looking at what they're doing, when they're talking, like right now, part of the. They just, in New York State, they just signed the red flag law thing, for example. And they'll get up there and say, this is going to save all these lives, without having any proof that this is going to save all these lives. And
or
I think
there
are any one life. I mean, gun control has never saved a life. If somebody has been intent on killing somebody, they may have restricted their ability to buy a gun from a federal firearms licensee, but that doesn't keep them from getting a gun. Or a brick, or a sliver of glass, or a knife, or any of the other things they can use to kill somebody. And their whole focus on guns, for me, it all just comes down to disarming us so that, you know, there's no... I was reading something last night on the air, and when you're looking for equality, this is the way equality works for Marxists. If you ask a Marxist a question that is not a good question, you just simply get shot. Every time, all the time, that's pure equality right there. And the difference, and you know, for these totalitarians, whether they're Marxist or Islamic, all they ever have are answers to questions that have not been asked. So, you know, this is all, they're spinning a web that I think a lot of people just don't pay attention to, or if they do pay attention to it. I mean, right now, they should. There's a lot of things, this thing with Rod Rosenstein, this should be front and center, this whole silent coup thing. We shouldn't
Absolutely.
Have. Why would you have Cohen up there testifying to Congress when he's going to jail for lying to Congress?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just to attack Trump. The very thing that a few of the Congress people, these Democrats, said that they aren't doing, attacking Trump. They just want to get to the truth. They just want to defend the Constitution. It's belied by the very fact of the thing, hour after hour, to hear this. It's ridiculous. But you're right. And that was another thing. This thing with the cave, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was aware of it before Dershowitz came on. The 25th Amendment is not a basis for an executive agency to attempt to overthrow the Constitution and overthrow the president.
Yeah, that's
because they dislike his political views.
That's a very creative way to read that one. Yeah. Very creative. We're about to run out of time, so I didn't want to interrupt you before you got in a roll or anything. I hate to interrupt you. Yes, but, you know, a lot of stuff to cover all the time, and you cover it, and you cover it at Arbalest Quarrel, and you can find it at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com and at thetruthaboutguns.com. All of it good, pulled apart, unpacked data for you people to look at and to... You need to understand it, because they got plans for me and you and Roger and everybody else here in the United States today. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.